We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Well, we have also ventured into the time of the offseason where Jack Johnson has become news.
Yeah, well,
signing with the Chicago Blackhawks, a 1-year deal, right?
Is it one year deal, $975,000 or $950,000, some to less than $1 million. Listen, I mean, Jack Johnson, he's had probably some of the worst times over the last 12, 14, 15 years or whatnot. He's had the issue with his parents and the money and having to declare bankruptcy. And been the whipping boy for analytics over years, and he's, you know, he was an LA draft pick, right? If I believe so, and then played in Columbus, but he did win a cup this year, and good for him. And you know what? Like, he wants to play hockey, and Chicago is willing to offer him a 1-year deal at less than $1 million to do it. Keep doing it, enjoy it, play the game. So I'm all good with it.
What was the least relevant stop or the place where you got the least amount of notoriety in the course of your career?
Well, for me, and you know what? As I was talking about Jack Johnson, I thought about my time with the New York Islanders. Like, I literally was a year there. I signed late in July when free agency opened July 1. I signed late in July. I was there. I was supposed to be there just for a month or two while Rick DiPietro was getting healthy. Me and Ryan Rollison were going to play. Mm-hmm. I signed a 1-year deal. I think it was over $1 million, but it was, you know, I was a number one goaltender for 2 years with the Flyers. Went to the conference finals both years in the playoffs. I mean, lost to Pittsburgh both years. Pittsburgh lost to the Red Wings in the finals my first year. Then Pittsburgh won. Like, I thought I was legit. I'm like, there's going to be phone calls. And then I signed this, like, 1-year deal with the Islanders to be there. They had just got the John Tavares pick first overall. It was, I don't want to say meaningless because I have a lot of friendships and learned a lot of lessons there. But really, like, people are like, oh, yeah, you were with the Rangers, Marty, right? Yeah, the Flyers and the Sabres, too, yeah. Anybody, anywhere else? Yeah, the New York Islanders. Really?
Well, so...
Yeah, so I have to pull up pictures on Google to show them. Yeah, I was with the Islanders. See, right here.
So are you surprised, then, when someone comes up and remembers you specifically from your Islander days and or games?
I'm surprised when I do get fan mail, still cards, pictures, you know, it comes in weekly. I get them, sign them, send them back. And then at times I get these 8x10s with the Islanders and I'm thinking, you must be a big Islander fan. And I look at the address, like, is it like New York? Is it Connecticut? Is it, you know, like New Jersey? Like, I don't, because... Like, for what? I was there a year. I played barely 25 games, I think. I was the third goalie for a while, like watching games on the press box. Funny story. Marty Brodeur and the Devils came into Long Island to play us. I'm on the press box in the box right next to Lou Lamoriello. And I am crushing popcorn all game long, right? I'm just like watching a game. Middle of the third period, I go downstairs. Brodeur got pulled in that game. Like, one of the very few times Brodeur ever got pulled. I walked by the Devil's locker room. Marty's eating pizza in the locker room. And I'm like, hey, Marty. He's like, Marty, come on in. I'm like, I can't. Like, if Lou sees me in your locker room, he's going to go crazy, right? He goes, ah, come on, just one slice of pizza. And he's like trying to bait me. I'm like, well, I'm with the great Marty Brodeur. Like, if Lou comes in, I can hide behind him. Like, he's not going to punch Marty, right? He's like, he's not going to do anything to him. So, but anyway, it was one of those times where my New York Islanders years, basically the stories I remember are eating pizza with Marty Brodeur during a game, or getting snowed in. My car wouldn't get out of the parking lot at the Nassau Coliseum that I went with Bruno Gervais and Calaposo to their apartments, and I spent the night there, and we played like board games all night and whatever. Like, that's what I remember.
And nobody knew you were missing? Is that?
Nobody called in, right? It was a bad year. It was a tough year. Like, you know, my kids were home. All three of them were home. Baby number four on the way, and I was away in Long Island. Like, it just was a bad year.
You know how we often, I don't even know if we joke about it. I think we're sincere in wanting someone in our production group to step up and make a cameo on a daily basis, a la Pardon the Interruption, and correct us on our mistakes. I think that would be fun.
It'd be awesome.
Shame on both of us for not having the instant default mechanism to realize that Jack Johnson, while debuting with LA, was not a Kings pick. He was third overall by Carolina.
Oh, yes.
And then traded with Tvrdovsky to the Kings for Eric Bélanger and Tim Gleason. That was heading into the 06-07 season. So, and then he was part of the big Jeff Carter trade, which, you know, ended up seeing him end up in Columbus. But it was,
wasn't there a story that Jack Johnson wasn't going to go to Carolina, though, that his name was?
Yeah, but that's the whole, that's the point. Like, it should have been top of mind, but, you know, 20 years onward almost, sometimes we forget these things.
It's 2005, you're right. Like, that was a long time ago.
You're getting close to it, yeah. Penguins, Rangers, Avalanche, and now Chicago Blackhawks for Jack Johnson. Now, very interestingly, I thought, and we do gloss over these sometimes, but to our friends at Sportsnet, we will take the bait and simply dive in on this question before we get into fill in the blank to conclude the midweek episode of Sabres Live today. This is fun. You and I could talk, and off air probably do talk about goalies 90% of the time. So they posted on Twitter, Sportsnet did, 5 goalies, and you got to rank them. Now, they left it open for interpretation. Like, they didn't say, in what order would these 5 enter the Hall of Fame? How would you rank them based on save percentage, even strength save percentage, one game win ability, you know? But the goaltenders are Freddie Anderson, Thatcher Demko, Connor Hellebuck, Jacob Markstrom, UC Saros. Rank the 5. So we're going to take the approach, or should I say, what approach are we taking, Marty, for this coming season? Like, you need a number one guy this year. Who are you taking?
As of today, which goalie do I like best? Because it would be people ask me all the time, who's the greatest goalie of all time? Well, I break it down in 3, like, regular season, playoffs, 1 game win ability, because it's hard. But this, I'm looking at it as, who would I like now?
But can we do it like beauty contestant style and go in the reverse order?
Absolutely. And life so easy for me to go in reverse order.
So start with your number 5.
Well, first of all, let's tell them the 5 goalies that Sportsnet put out there are Freddie Anderson of the Carolina Hurricanes, Thatcher Demko, Vancouver, Connor Hellebuck, Winnipeg, Jacob Marks from Calgary, and UC Soros of Nashville. So people are going to say, oh, no Vasilevsky, no Shesterkin. It's too easy to put those 2 in a category of themselves.
It's just a random 5. This isn't even a category. This is just somebody talking among their peers.
You know, they probably got to number 3 or 4 as who's the best goaltender in the league. And they're like, these 5 were being debated. So I'm going to start with, out of these 5 goalies, number 5 for me,
okay,
Connor Hellebuck. And I said it earlier in the show, I am not giving the Winnipeg Jets anything this year. Like, they've not shown it to me. I know the numbers are going to say, well, Connor Hellebuck last year in goals save above expectation was still top 10 in the NHL. Okay, good. But I don't feel like Hellebuck is the type of goaltender that, for me right now, would give me the same confidence factor as the other 4 goaltender in that list. So Connor Hellebuck, sorry, You're the fifth runner, or fourth runner up, I should say.
My number five is Jacob Markstrom.
I am going to go.
The end
right
of last
away.
Season ended, left a bad taste in my mouth. And I have never been the biggest fan of Markstrom to begin with. So
I am going
all
to
all
go
due respect. I still recognize him as one of the better netminders in the game. To that, there is no question. But
I'm
going
to go right away
list,
to my
five.
Four. Yes. Because it is Jacob Markstrom because of everything you just said, Duffer. I was never a big fan of Jacob.
My four is Hellebuck.
So perfect. So we crossed those two. But Markstrom, I was never a fan of Markstrom. He surprised me a lot last year. Was happy to see his athleticism and his battle in net and all of that. Yes, if it would have been Calgary going through the Oilers in the playoffs and continuing, I don't know that he's even on that list because we probably talked of him with Vasilevsky and Shesterkin. But right now, Markstrom is the third runner-up, fourth place.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really even want to mention the Vas. This is not a five finalists for the Vezina. This is just literally somebody saying, so this has nothing to do with the other guys who aren't on this list. This is only at, so don't try to put it in a box where it doesn't belong here. These are just these five guys, and we're looking at them, and we've already crossed off Markstrom and Hellebuck, respectively. So we each have three left to name, going from three to two to one. Who's your number three?
Number three will be Thatcher Demko for me. I think he has a lot of promises, but he's still in that prove it to me kind of stage, in my opinion. But I like what his ability to move, like his width with his butterfly, his ability to cover low net. So I say Thatcher Demko is number three on that list of five goalies.
I put Freddie Anderson in there. Just wish he would have had more playoff time. Any playoff time would have been wonderful. But he has still seemingly fit in very well once again, as he has often acclimated nicely to whichever team he's been with. And we'll see whether he can, in fact, have that long, long playoff run before his career is done. Who's number two for you?
Well, number two is Freddie Anderson. And unfortunately, for some guys, I considered injuries as a big reason for dropping them spots. And for some other guys, I don't take it as much in consideration. With Freddie Anderson, at this point today, I'm thinking fully healthy. Freddie Anderson is one of the better goaltender in the NHL. So I had to put him at number two on the list. I totally understand how you dropped him to three. I think that's very, very reasonable if you are a little concerned about the injuries, but as talent alone and his playability, for me, is number two.
All right, so my number two is Thatcher Demko, which allows us to share the same selection at number one.
Which is a no-brainer with Jussi Saros. I mean, out of this group, and I know I've mentioned Vasilevsky, Shesterkin as their own, but I always almost feel like Jussi Saros, if you ask me, doesn't fit with the other five. He's at another level than the other four, I should say. So he stands alone on top right now. I think Nashville did a great job this year going to get Kevin Lankinen as his backup. I think Jussi Saros will even have a better year because they'll rely on a better goaltender to help him to play more games. Last year, Saros played 67 games. That's a big number. Because Big Save Dave Riddick was not Big Save Dave in Nashville, and they couldn't trust him. So I look at the situation with Nashville also helping Jussi Saros take his game to a little bit higher level again.
Well, the one thing Nashville has, though, is still Connor Ingram, and he was the one tasked with playing an awful lot in the postseason because Saros was unavailable. And I think despite the obvious and expected results against the Avalanche, there were good, very good moments for Ingram amidst all of it. And it should allow him to have a little bit more confidence. Obviously, down the road, you know, they have their sights set on developing Askarov, who was the number, you know, the first round pick a couple of years ago. Now that they'll have him presumably under the watchful eye here in North America, we'll see how quickly his ascension goes. The Predators have been simply a model franchise when it comes to developing and or finding the next one as it pertains to, you know,
for 20
years. Oh man,
the
succession plan. Like, years. I mean, to think you could have gone most recently from borderline Hall of Famer Pekka Rinne to Jussi Saros and and really not miss a beat. It is remarkable what the Predators continue to do. And that's just a tip of it.
So. And the ability for the Predators to have guys like Dan Ellis and Chris Mason play a big part. Thomas Vokoum, Mike Dunham, they always found good
Danny
goaltenders.
Ellis.
Yeah, absolutely. So they always found good goaltenders, and they keep finding them and playing them, and they're great.
All right, fill in the blank is straight ahead, and there's some doozies. Stay with us on Sabres Live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.